You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, May 20th, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. So Nick Saban set the sports world on fire when he called out Texas A&M coach Jimbo Fisher and Jackson State coach and Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders for, quote, buying players. Well, Deion was having none of that. He told Anscape.com yesterday, quote, I don't even wear a watch and I know what time it is. They forget. I know who's been bringing the bag and dropping it off. I know this stuff. I'm not the one you want to play with when it comes to all this stuff. Once upon a time, the bag was just a bag. Now there's equity among the big boys. We don't have those types of bags. We don't have the boosters and donors and givers. Leave me out of that mess y'all got going on. For his part, Saban has since apologized for singling Fisher and Sanders out and said yesterday that he has tried to contact them both. Deion says he won't take Saban's call. Quote, we need to talk publicly, not privately. What you said was public. That doesn't require a conversation. Let's talk publicly and let everybody hear the conversation. You can't do that publicly and call privately. No, no, no. I still love him. I still admire him. I respect him. He's the magna cum laude of college football, and that's what it's going to be because he's earned that. But he took a left when he should have stayed right. I'm sure he'll get back on course. I ain't tripping. While Saban did apologize yesterday, as I said, he only apologized for singling Sanders and Fisher out. He did not apologize for any of his other ridiculous comments about the current state of college football. Some quick hitters for you now. In Pittsburgh, the Steelers have completed a second-round interview for their general manager position with in-house pro scouting coordinator Brandon Hunt. Hunt joins a list of about 50,000 other people who have completed two interviews with the team for that position. In New York, the Giants declined to pick up Daniel Jones' fifth-year option earlier this offseason, but the quarterback says he isn't worried about his future. Quote, it is what it is. It's out of my control. I think it's more about winning games and knowing that if we win games and we have a good season, then that's going to take care of a lot of things for everyone. Everything we do is about that goal. In Green Bay, the Packers have some new receivers, but they'll have to start learning the system without Aaron Rodgers, who once again isn't attending the voluntary parts of the team's offseason program. Quarterbacks coach Tom Clements said yesterday, that's not a big deal. Quote, Aaron doesn't need reps at this time of the year. Obviously, it'd be nice to have him here, but he's seen these things 1,000 times. He'll be ready to go when training camp starts. When asked about Rodgers working with the new receivers, Clements responded, quote, I think that there will be enough time in training camp for Aaron to work with them. And finally, Ravens punter Sam Cook announced his retirement yesterday, ending the career of the longest tenured player in team history. The only active player with longer current service time with his current team is the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers with the Green Bay Packers. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, May 20th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and a review as well, and you may like it this week. Because on today's NFL React Show, Steven Cerda and Justice Mosqueda are going to be joined by Saints rookie wide receiver Chris Olave. You definitely are not going to want to miss that. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Monday.